Good evening and welcome to Easy Listening. Tonight we just want to impart this word of healing as we move forward into the next year of 2020. Well, it's very important that we understand that whatever we have dealt with, whatever has taken place in 2019, we want to leave with a sense of resolve so that that thing or those issues or those cares and concerns do not travel into our 2020, making it appear that we're taking luggage and baggage into our next year. We want to start afresh and anew. Amen. Healing of the spirit, the soul, and the body. According to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we can be healed by the word. God intends for his body to be made whole. His people, being those individuals, members of his body, need his wholeness to be able to perform many tasks and commissions to them as the church. And as we move forward, God is healing and restoring, bringing restoration of the gifts of the Spirit to the church, bringing deliverance and healing. Since Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot or blemish, a glorious church, as his word says, we can look for her to be cleansed and healed before the moment. This healing involves the total man, your spirit, your soul, and your body, that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:26-27. The Hebrew word for heal is rapha, which means to make thoroughly whole. The Greek word is zozu, has the same. It is the same connotation. It is used interchangeably throughout the Greek New Testament to mean to save and to heal. We need to be free. Come on. The sin which doth so easily beset us, according to Hebrews 12:1. The sickness is in our bodies, the fear of the soul, and all that keeps us from being the overcoming sons of God. This is what the Bible calls sanctification, the process of cleansing that needs to take place within our spirits, our souls, and our body. Come on. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created him, male and female. He created them. And this is found in Genesis 1:26, the first chapter, 26 verse and 27 verse. Because the first thing we look at and that we notice is God said, let us make man in our image. So God is also a triune being. Come on. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is the Godhead, is made up of these three. We must have some understanding of the mystery if we are to understand our own makeup. So when Jesus speaks in Mark 12:29, First of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Come on. John records in 1 John 5 and 7, for there are three that bear records in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these are one. So when we look at the scriptures, we can see that God is not three gods, nor a three-headed being, but rather one God with three distinct and separate personalities. The Word in 1 John 5 and 7 is referring to Jesus. John 1 and 14 states that the Word was made of flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. So God wants us healed as we move forward, as we begin to look to God for new direction, new focus, new purpose, new joy, new hope, new adventures. We need to understand that it's very important to be healed as we move forward. In this analogy, we can understand better how he can be three in one. A married man with a family is a father, a husband, and a son. He is not three different men, but there are three different roles that he represents. He relates his children, his wife, and parents in a different way. It is similar with the Lord. He relates us as when we look at God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God does not change. He is holy. He is spirit. He is eternal. God is one, but he has three forms, even as water can manifest as a solid, a liquid, or a gas. Yet it's still one compound. As ice, it can take on a definite form and shape. As liquid, it flows freely and its streams become, I would say, vaporous. Even so, the Godhead manifests himself so that we can be seen as Jesus, felt like rivers of water, as the Holy Spirit, known as the invisible power of the Father. Come on. The whole counsel of heaven is available to us as his children, being made in his image. The image and likeness is not a physical likeness, as one day we'll get up physical and shall we pass and then say, oh, you know, that we are children of God. But the image that bears likeness to God is the potential of our spiritual image. God created man with the possibility to become like God. No other creature has this potential. When you look at before the falling of man, Adam and Eve was walking in wholeness, right? Walking in wholeness. Although they were spiritually, they were not fully mature in their creation. God's destiny was for them to grow to maturity by walking with him and obeying him through their obedience. But through disobedience, they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil while they were still in the what? Immature state, which was the downfall. Something God denies us as present because they are not good for us in our immaturity. So we must be healed. God is creating man with a very precious gift, one that he'll never violate. And this gift is the free will of man. Come on, let's get healed tonight. Let us get set free and delivered. Very important. Man would be able to choose his own destiny by experiencing his will. It's your will that is always tested. Your will. You have a free will. What are you going to do? So we pray for you tonight. The devil is a carbon copy.
The devil is one who roam like a lion, but Jesus is the lion, the tribe of Judah. Come on, let's rejoice. Come on, family, healing. God wants us healed all the way as we walk into a new year. Healing belongs to us. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you.